if we want to grow, if we want to expand, we have to just we can't just stick to the familiar markets. We have to look at new areas. And these new frontier areas are in places like Africa. Africa is not so familiar to our companies. Perhaps the ease of doing business, the familiarity is not the same as places nearer to Singapore. But there is tremendous potential in Africa. If you look at population-wise, the entire African continent is more than 1.5 billion people. If you look at population growth, this is the region in the world that is growing. Many other regions are not growing. So if you project 10, 20, 30 years from now, Africa could have 2 million, 2 billion, 3 billion people. It's a very sizable market. So for us to start building these links so that our businesses can start to come in, enter the market, familiarize themselves, and hopefully over time get to understand business conditions here and grow their presence here. I think this will provide more opportunities in the longer term for both Singapore businesses and also Singaporeans looking to venture abroad. Enterprise Singapore has continued to support all our businesses when they go overseas. We can't do everything for businesses. There are risks, there are changes in the political conditions if governments were to change. These are realities, not just in Africa. These are realities even in Southeast Asia. But these are things that businesses have to understand, and they will have to adapt to these realities of operating abroad. Understandably, Africa is a new area for many businesses, not so familiar. They are not so familiar with doing business here. But I think as we build up these links, as we have more diplomatic missions here, and we are going to set up one here in Ethiopia, we will certainly facilitate more business delegations, more visits here, and over time, with more interactions, perhaps our businesses will better understand the conditions, will also better understand the specific opportunities that fit their needs. Because not every business may find it suitable, but there will be some who find a good match between what they are able to offer and the market conditions here in Africa. And so we hope with more effort, with more presence here in Ethiopia and eventually in other African countries, there will be better potential matches with our companies. And at the same time, we will continue to support companies as they expand and scale up and go overseas. We already have a lot of support schemes in place, and through the economic review strategy process that's ongoing, the team that's looking at this is continuing to see how we can better support our companies when they expand abroad.